Snopers stared at him. "Well, you and Jake ought to be great pals, you're so much alike. Why don't you haul him down to your place?"
"'Cause there's no dogs down there and he'd run off."
"Time up."
"Then he'd moan and cry all night and I'd miss my beauty sleep."
"Huh, I'd say that you already missed most of it."
"Yeah, but if I missed any more, I wouldn't be as sweet and charming as usual. And then we'd have a grouchy hired hand trying to get along with a grumpy boss. Oh, by the way, I ran into Deputy Kyle on the road. He says there's a saddle thief in the county."
"A saddle thief? We haven't had one of those in a long time."
"Yep. We better keep an eye out for strangers."
Loper shook his head and looked away.
"Okay, unload the dog. But if the owner doesn't show up in a few days, we're gonna move him down to your place since this was your big idea. 3 days, that's it."
Slim let down the tailgate of the pickup and called Jake. Jake ignored him and even turned the other direction. Slim grumbled and ended up having to drag the dog to the rear of the pickup and set him on the ground. Then he called me over to meet the new dog. "Have we discussed my position on bird dogs?" "I don't like them. Never have. In the first place, they all seem to be a little weird. I mean, chasing birds is a pretty strange thing for a dog to do, isn't it? And in the second place, it hurts me to say this, but we might as well go straight to the truth. A bird dog stole the lady of my dreams. There. Now it's out on the table. We're talking about Miss Beulah the Collie, of course, and her pal Plato. Ah, sweet Beulah of the flaxen hair and the long collie nose.
Be still, my heart.
I could never understand what she saw in that mutt, or why she would choose a bird dog over a cow dog. But she did. I'll say no more about it.
Yes, I will. It broke my heart into 37 pieces, and I may never get over it. When they put up my tombstone, I want it to say in big letters, "What did she see in that creep?"
I try to go on with my life, but it's not easy. I still dream about her, and one of these days, oh well. But the point is that I don't like bird dogs, never have and never will. And when Slim called me over to meet this new bird dog pal, I went, but only because it was forced upon me.